Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What I received, I pass on to you, writes Paul. What do you have that you have not received? Body and soul, mind and spirit, house and home, food and drink, brothers, sisters, parents, community, church, a country, freedom, and on. What do you have that you have not received? If you received, it was a gift. And a gift tells us about the gift giver. And the greatest of all gifts is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Indeed, Jesus Christ is the greatest gift to a fallen world, a world wrought in death and sin and darkness and hopelessness, a world that has separated itself from God because of the crown of creation having fallen from the grace of God by their own choice, by their own sin. But God did not abandon the world, but he loved the world to the extent that he would send his son to die for the world, and through him we will have all that we keep on receiving from God's bountiful goodness. Paul says, the gospel I received, I pass on to you. And to profess that, he says, this is of prime significance, not just one of the many, number one of the many. This is it. You have it or you do not have it. Because the entire mystery of God's salvation for the whole humankind is embedded in this one gift that Paul received. And who is Paul? A dead, wild thing, the most rabid persecutor of God's church, and by his wondrous grace, God not only made him a Christian, but also God made this man an apostle. He would later call himself the least of the apostles. The one who was fit for nothing, now fit and most worthy to be placed at the side of the other apostles. One who now outranks the rest in his work. This is what a gift will do to us. And with this gift, about 15 of us are going out to Guatemala, I'm told, in a week or so, to spend 10 days or so there in that country. A few more to California, and a few others to Detroit, perhaps. Why Guatemala? I checked the dictionary. The Guatemalan state country is approximately 42,000 square miles with 9 million people. Can you believe that? About 250 people per square mile. The major religion there is Roman Catholicism, about 4% Protestants. And get this, in the last 30 years, they have killed at least 5 foreign diplomats. One U.S. and one German ambassador was killed by them. Guerrilla warfare all over the place. Volcanoes. People eat weird things. They don't speak English. Why Guatemala? Ask the students who are prepared to go there. And they are not the first. And missionaries who have of prime importance received the gospel of Jesus Christ have done even weirder things than this. They have gone to far, far away places. They have gone to cultures hitherto unknown to them. They have gone to places where people had not had a language written down together. They have gone to places where people do not use toilet paper, do not have running water, do not have, to speak of, not even one meal a day. They have eaten tapioca with them, infected by malaria. They have lost their spouses, children. Why? Because they were possessed by this one thing of prime importance, that Christ died in accordance with the scriptures. And he was buried. No question that he died, because he was buried, and on the third day he rose again. according to the scriptures, and of this they were called to be witnesses. Mission is all about this. And we know so much about mission these days when in the name of Jesus, people go out and spread, span the globe, and bring the gospel of comfort to them. In spite of the comfortlessness missionaries have to go through, they bring the gospel of Jesus Christ as a word of comfort. And we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We don't have to find a model. The gospel has always been on the go. You've heard Jesus said, go, and he did not necessarily say, come back. So this is a church that is on the go because there is a mission to perform. And who is this Paul? Among the things that we heard about him before, for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of lifting up the cross of Jesus Christ, he had been in prison more frequently, flogged more severely, exposed to death again and again, stoned, shipwrecked, faced dangers from the sea, from the rivers, from his own countrymen, dangers in the country and in the city, gone without food and without sleep. And above all, he had this burden, his great concern for the church. So, brothers, you and I are not doing anything new. The message we have been entrusted is as old as a God who loves us with his whole heart. And the mission we are in is just a little tad adding to what the church has always been. Remember your calling. Remember what you're entrusted with. Remember who you are. You're yourself a gift to your parents, to the community, to the church, to your fellow brothers and sisters. And above all, you are a gift to the world because you, only you know the greatest gift of all, Jesus Christ. Go therefore, as we were brought this gift by the one who first received it from the Lord himself. Go therefore with this gift that no one else can give. And if we didn't go, God will send somebody because this gift needs to be given. As we go, he also gives us the power to go. He has already prepared the soil for us. He has already sent his Holy Spirit into the hearts of people to whom and with whom you will be sharing the word of life, the greatest gift of all. The Spirit prepares the soil. And even the Spirit who has called you through the gospel speaks to you and through you to the prepared soil that the word will never return void. With strength, with confidence, and with joy, knowing that persecutions await us, knowing that the message that we have entrusted is a message of the gospel of the kingdom. Go forth, and God bless us and our church and our fellow believers, that we will always be in this mission for the sake of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.